Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome back to the Road Ahead Cafe. I'm your host, Rick Gabrielli, and I'm here with change facilitator Frank Vandenhorst and mindfulness coach Peter M. Fellows. And in this week's episode, we talk all about breathing. Peter, can you tell us something about what you'll be sharing with us today?
Sure, Rick. Somewhere in America, there lies a discarded VHS videotape of mine from the 90s, in which a blonde woman teaches you how to get in shape by just breathing. No diet, no physical exercise. And I can't remember why I purchased that video, but I do remember telling my friends, well, I breathe anyway, so I might as well get in shape while I'm doing it. And no, it didn't work for me. But today I'll share with you one application of controlled breathing that I do use and which has a very specific effect and definitely works for me. Rick?
Wow. Great stuff, Peter. Frank, how about you?
Okay. Just pause for a moment. Focus for a moment on your breathing. You breathe in and you breathe out. Correct? I hope so. It happens automatically. And if you, it's like your heartbeat. It is like your blood that is pumped around in your body, and the food is processed in your stomach and gut. Most of us are not aware at all of their breathing and the patterns, except, you know, maybe when you're ill or not feeling that well, or when you're exercising. Then we get our attention on our breathing. So today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a few very practical methods of meditation using your breath. Simple, very effective, and proven beneficial. Stay tuned if you want to know more.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So this is what I'll be sharing. I'll be telling you a story about how a chance meeting back in 1990 led me to find my own breathing journey, as well as one of the great architects of my current life. Peter, what do you have for us today?
Are you going to tell a story later on, Rick? That's unusual, right, Frank? He hardly ever tells stories.
Never heard about him just telling a story.
Well, I don't actually have a lot of experience with using controlled breathing, so Frank is going to be your go-to person for that. But, you know, you can't study mindfulness meditation like I did without knowing that one of the most common forms of practice is focus on your breathing. I never really took to that. Okay, in, out. All right, well, what's next? I've done that. But controlled breathing and meditation have a long and ancient relationship. So there's a great number of techniques for practicing controlled breathing, for self-healing, to self-regulate the physical, the spiritual body. And medical science is still making new discoveries. The University of Colorado did a study published in the Journal of American Heart Association showing that high resistance inspiratory muscle strength training lowers blood pressure. And that training consists of taking 30 inhalations using a device which makes it difficult to inhale. That's what makes it resistance training. And you do this 6 days a week for six weeks, and supposedly it will lower your blood pressure. So when my blood pressure registered higher than I'd like it to be, I purchased one of these devices and I followed the protocol. But 6 weeks later, 2 months later, my numbers didn't shift at all. So I just let it go. But I'm always scanning the internet for the latest research on neuropsychology, positive psychology, mindfulness, and findings on related topics such as controlled breathing. And I'm always looking for something which can help level up your life, but which is also very easy for you to use, natural. So when I first came across some research on sighing, I thought, this is interesting. Why do we sigh? A 2016 study from the University of Leuven in Belgium shows that a sigh serves as a resetter for both your psychology and your physiology. It returns both systems back to balance and it induces relaxation. But what I noticed is that when I sighed, my exhalation was longer than my inhalation. And in more recent research, scientists discovered why that longer exhalation, which, by the way, often shows up in yogic breathing practices, is important to relaxing you. When you breathe in, your diaphragm and other muscles move in such a way that your chest expands, leaving slightly more room for your heart. And in response, your heart expands a tiny bit as well, causing the blood within it, the blood flow, to slow slightly. The neurons in the heart, paying attention to the rate of blood flow so that they signal the brain that the blood's moving more slowly to the heart. So the brain sends the signal back, speed the heart up. So when you inhale and when your inhalations are longer than your exhalations, you're speeding up your heart. Now, the opposite thing happens when you breathe out. Everything contracts, including your heart. So your blood speeds up. And so your brain slows down your heart, which is just what you want to happen when you're stressed and when your heart is starting to pound. Which side is it on? When your exhales are longer than your inhales, you're slowing down your heart. And the way that your brain signals your heart to slow down is it triggers the vagus nerve to secrete acetylcholine, which is sort of like a self-made tranquilizer that slows the heart down, among other things. This is so effective that doctors sometimes prescribe medical devices to stimulate the vagus nerve to squirt out ACH to help with epilepsy, depression, and pain when traditional treatments fail. And you can help your brain, your conditioned self that I call Dobby, when he or she feels stressed out, by taking charge for a few moments of your breathing pattern. You are, in effect, hacking your vagus nerve. And you can do this organically rather than artificially by drawing upon a perfectly natural behavior. The sigh. I like to call it the centering sigh. And when you do a big sigh, a big but gentle inhale, and then you do a slow, long exhale, you trigger your vagus nerve to squirt some of that stress-busting ACH into your nervous system, and that will relax you. You're modeling for Dobby how to instantly turn down that panicky feeling of mounting stress. And that's why the Mindful Pathfinding Protocol that I teach here at The Source includes what I call that centering sigh. And when you start to get stressed out, you stop the stress by using S-T-O-P, stop. S, you step back from the noise for this moment. There is nothing else to do, nowhere else to go, just be here, now. T, take a gentle deep breath in, pause for a second, then slowly, slowly just let go. And as you do, O, observe your jaw is letting go, your shoulders are letting go, your seat is letting go, your stomach is letting go. And you can repeat that if you want a couple of times. And P, proceed with pathfinding. Ask your non-conscious mind, where is my best path forward here for flow and fulfillment? Then just look to see what the response you get. Describe what happens next. What do you notice happening internally and externally? You always have the guidance you need at the center of yourself. The Mindful Pathfinding Protocol, stop, the centering sigh, the Pathfinder's question, help reconnect Dobby, your conditioned brain, to the guidance of your pathfinder, your non-conscious mind. And this is but one of the things that we'll be teaching you when you take a 30-day challenge to level up your life here at thesource123.com, your online peer coaching community. Rick?
Wow, great stuff, Peter. Frank, tell us what you have for us.
Well, now you have the technical overview of what breathing is all about. My dear friend Peter just told you everything about it. I go back to what Buddha seems to have said, that the mother of all meditations is the breathing meditation. So the Dutchman Wim Hof, or aka the Iceman, took this quite literally, and he has a completely different way of looking at breathing in such a way that he, in the end, invites you to sit in a bath tube full of ice cubicles. Well, don't worry, we're not going to do that exercise. Today, you can look it up at the internet and have your own experience with that, but I will show you something else. Suppose you relax and sit in a quiet spot and focus on your breathing, just being aware of it. Well, that's the essence of the breathing meditation. And I tweaked this meditation a bit, and it's called the triangle meditation. I will give you an instruction how to do this very simple and very effective meditation, and actually is doing what Peter just told you, what happens in your body and from a technical point of view. So imagine a triangle. Start in the left corner at the bottom. You breathe in through your nose, and if that's not possible, through your mouth. Don't force anything. That's rule number one for everything we teach here. Don't force anything. You count from one till three while breathing in. On the third count, you are at the top of the triangle. And then you go down on the right side, holding your breath for 3 seconds. One, two, three. And now you are at the bottom and you exhale through your mouth for also 3 seconds. One, two, three. And then you start all over again. Back to the left corner, inhale through your nose. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. And exhale through your mouth. One, two, three. So if you sit in a quiet spot with no distractions, we can do it together as a tryout. So, and if you're driving right now, it's not a good way to do that. So please return when you're back home or wherever you are, and there's a quiet spot with no distractions, please do this exercise if you feel to it. Here we go. I'll do it 3 times. First time, inhale through your nose. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. And exhale through your mouth. One, two, three. Second time. Inhale through your nose. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. And exhale through your mouth. And the last time, the third one, inhale through your nose. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. And exhale through your mouth. One, two, three. I hope it feels good to you and it relaxes you. In due time, you don't have to count anymore. It will be automated, and this style of meditation will be very beneficial to your health. I guarantee. Rick, what about your breathing?
Wow. Great stuff, Frank. I'm glad I wasn't driving. So here's what I want to share with you today. One day back in 1990, I went to a networking meeting in Greenwich, Connecticut. It was called the Grapevine, and it was named because people met through the grapevine. And I remember watching the people going around in a circle telling about what they did. So this one was a lawyer, this one was an accountant, this one was a roofer. And this young lady from across the room said, "My name is Belinda, and I'm a rebirther and polarity therapist." Now, back in that day, you know, she was an odd person out. And so I made a beeline right at the end of the meeting, right to her. And I sat down with her because I was so intrigued. And I said, "What's a rebirther and polarity therapist?" And she just looked me in the eye and said, "What was your traumatic birth experience, Rick?" And I said, "What?" And she said, did you have a traumatic birth?" And I said, "Oh my God, now that you're asking, you know, I had the cord wrapped around my neck 3 times. So I was taken from my mom immediately upon birth and put in one of those incubators to breathe for the next few days, and super traumatic for both myself and my mother." And she said, well, you should try rebirthing with me. It's a breathing exercise where you basically lay on a table and I moderate and help you with certain controlled breathing. And I said, "Well, hey, it's worth a try." She said, "It could unlock, the keys to a lot of things that might be blocking you in your life. Do you feel like you're blocked in any way from growth or self-development, whatever?" I said, "Give me an appointment. Let's do it." So I went to try. And 7 years later, with 2 rebirthing sessions a week, sometimes 3, and polarity therapy in there and all kinds of different things, boy, was I changing and transforming. In fact, Belinda, when Carol got pregnant with my first son, Alex, in 1993, had suggested, she said to her, Carol, so how are you going to have the baby? And she said, well, I'm going to go in the hospital and have him. She said, have you ever thought of maybe having a midwife and, you know, going to a birth center? So we tried that, went to a birth center. My two boys were both born in birth centers with midwives. A lot of breathing was going on, no drugs. Good on Carol. So what I learned was, even tried underwater breath work. So I was in a submerged tub with a snorkel, and I did some rebirthing there, very powerful. So what I learned through all this work, got involved in the Course in Miracles, did some forgiveness work, all with breathing involved, dealing with separation from God and all these other things, a lot of concepts I had never really dealt with. So learned a lot about spirituality and my own mind, body, and spirit through this work with Belinda, healing old wounds through my breathing, opening doors to manifesting through breathing during meditation and sleep, before sleep, which I still use today. And did you know that we also eliminate 80% of our toxins through our breath? I know you can't believe that. We breathe an average of 25,000 times a day. So the breath is super important. Peter, your final thoughts.
I used to do a form of breathing called pipe breathing. You put some tobacco in a pipe.
Yep.
You load it, you breathe it in, and then you let it out, and the smoke comes out in a cloud. It's very profound. Nice. You know, for every episode we do in our podcast, we have the same intention as at our peer coaching community, The Source. We want to help you discover that no matter what situation you face, no matter what the problem, what the project, at the center of yourself, you have the inner guidance you need to find flow and fulfillment right now, today. And that's why we offer the 30-day challenge at thesource123.com. You begin as our guest. You can begin today. There's no charge. thesource123.com. Rick?
Thank you, Peter. Great stuff. Frank, your final thoughts?
Okay, one time. Inhale through your nose. One, two, three. Hold. One, two, three. And exhale through your mouth. One, two, three. It's as simple and effective as that. Being aware of your breathing forces you to be in the present moment. Conscious breathing stops your mind to wander around. Your monkey mind, it's also called. Jumping from one thought to the other, most of the time worrying about the future. To be in the present moment is the key to all inner transformation. And that's the whole idea of this exercise. Enjoy it. And if you love what you're hearing here, check out what we're building for you at The Source, our online peer coaching community at thesource123.com. Looking forward to meet you there. And as always, what you think about, and I would say today, breathe about, you bring about. Have a wonderful day.
Great stuff, Frank. Thank you. So my final thoughts, I'll end with a stone inscription from the Zhao Dynasty, 500 BC, from the book Breath by James Nestor. Breath. Can you see it? There you go. In transporting the breath, the inhalation must be full. When it is full, it has big capacity. When it has big capacity, it can be extended. When it is extended, it can penetrate downward. When it penetrates downward, it will become calmly settled. When it is calmly settled, it will be strong and firm. When it is strong and firm, it will germinate. And when it germinates, it will grow. When it grows, it will retreat upward. When it retreats upward, it will reach the top of the head. The secret power of providence moves above. The secret power of the earth moves below. He who follows this will live. He who acts against this will die. From the Zhao Dynasty, 500 BC. Stone inscription. Thank you for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. And if we've helped you feel a little better, and if you feel you'd like to pay it forward, ask yourself, who do I know who might also enjoy this podcast? Don't be shy. Share the good vibes. Looking forward to getting together again with you in 2 weeks. And remember, savor your day today.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. follow this channel, and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.